Winter's Sharrow, written by Flaubert. It was the last Friday before the winter break. The school sounded different, not louder, lighter, as if even the hallways already understood that, for 2 weeks, no one would be running through them. Tomas was in a meeting that morning. Outside, the bell rang for the first recess. He heard it only faintly. Without thinking, he found himself wondering where Livia was now. She was probably somewhere in the courtyard, telling one of her animated stories with broad gestures or chasing after a ball. The thought made him smile. By the time the meeting finally ended, recess had long been over. Shortly before the second break, the entire school gathered in the courtyard. The high school students had prepared their traditional Kabbalah to wish the national team good luck for the final. From the windows of the primary school, children crowded together to watch. Tomas remained downstairs. He looked up. Among all the faces, he spotted hers. She waved immediately. At first, he didn't understand. Then she pointed downward with both hands. "Come." He walked closer to the window. "Tomas!" She was leaning so far out that she almost burst into laughter. "Are you coming to the sports field later?" He nodded. "If I can, yes," she frowned. "No, you have to come." He laughed. "I'll do my best." She seemed satisfied. A moment later, she disappeared back into the crowd of children. His heart was beating a little faster. During the second recess, they met again. "Promise?" Smiling, he held out his little finger. She hooked hers around it. "Promise?" She laughed. "Now that's better." Then she ran off before the bell rang. After lunch, she was already waiting by the exit of the building. "I came to pick you up." She looked a little pale. "My stomach hurts a little. Would you like some water?" He handed her his water bottle. Just then, her classroom teacher came walking down the hallway. She stopped for a brief moment. One glance, then another. "Livia, come on. The others have already gone outside." Livia nodded immediately. She handed the bottle back and hurried off. Tomas remained standing there for a moment. A few minutes later, when he reached the path leading to the sports field, she was waiting there. "I thought we were going to get in trouble." "It's all right." She let out an audible sigh of relief. Together, they walked slowly across the field. She talked about the holidays, about books, about a manga she was finally going to continue reading. About the dark chocolate she wanted to share with her sister. "Though I'm pretty sure I'll eat more than she does." At the edge of the field, she suddenly stopped. "I have an idea." She pointed to the ground. "Let's look for pretty stones." So they walked along the edge of the path for a while. They knelt down, picked up small stones, turned them toward the light, discarded some, kept others. "We're archaeologists." "The best." They laughed. By the end, each of them had collected a small handful. Livia searched for a long time. Then she held out a pale, almost perfectly round stone to him. "This one's for you." He looked at it for a moment. "Then, this one is for you." She accepted the stone with both hands as though it were something precious. "I'm going to keep it." The afternoon passed faster than either of them would have liked. Shortly before classes ended, there was a knock on his office door. Livia peeked inside. "May I?" "Of course." She was holding a sheet of paper. On it was a drawing of one of her favorite Poppy Playtime characters. The lines were remarkably confident. The tiny details were the kind only someone who truly paid attention would draw. "It's for you." Tomas looked at the drawing for a long moment. "Thank you." He carefully placed it on his desk. Then he opened a small box. "I have something too." He took out a small stone, dark gray, rough.
"When I was about your age, someone gave me a small piece of the Berlin Wall."
Livia took it carefully into her hands. She slowly turned it over.
"Really?"
He nodded. "I wanted you to see it." She looked at it for another moment before handing it back with the same care. "It's incredible." He hesitated for a moment,
Then he placed it back into her hands. "It's yours, because you're incredible." A faint blush rose to her cheeks. She gave him a quick hug. Outside, the final bell rang. Children ran across the courtyard laughing. Backpacks were slung over shoulders. Vacation. They saw each other one last time at the school gate. "Have a wonderful vacation." "You too." Before she left, Tomas took a small piece of dark chocolate from his pocket. "I know you like this one." She smiled. "Thank you." She tucked it carefully away. Then she raised her hand once more in farewell. A brief glance, a smile. Finally, she disappeared into the crowd beside her nanny until the winter afternoon light swallowed her from view. Tomas remained standing there for another moment. 2 weeks, he thought. Not long. And yet, long enough for a school to feel different. Then he closed the door to his office, slipped the small pale stone into his jacket pocket, and carefully carried the drawing home.